We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
The Thread is a new hit podcast from Ozzy Media that explores history's surprising connections in order to discover how one thing leads to another. Like how movie moguls in early Hollywood helped spark the Me Too movement today. Get it on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen.
This is your wake-up call.
Wake the fuck up. The Breakfast Club. The show you love to hate. From the East to the West Coast.
DJ Envy.
Angela Yee.
Charlamagne Tha God.
The realest show on the planet.
This is why I respect this show, because this is a voice to society.
Changing the game.
You guys are the coveted morning show, but y'all earned that.
Impacting the culture.
They wake up in the morning and they want to hear that Breakfast Club.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
Your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Good morning. Morning, this is Crystal.
Hey, Crystal, get it off your chest.
Well, this morning I'm calling because I'm dealing with an ex. He's locked up facing 10 years.
He's facing 20 years?
10 years.
10 years.
Oh, 10 years. A whole decade. Okay.
So what you calling for, mama?
Just to get it off. Like, I mean, he's calling me, oh, send me this, send me that. And I'm just like, yo, you're doing too much. I'm not the one that put you in there.
That is true. And I hope he knows when he gets 10 years, he's forfeited all rights to your vagina. You know that, right?
I mean, he's 50 years old. I'm 27.
50? He's 50?
50? What'd he do at 50?
He looks good for his age.
No. What did he do? What crime did he commit?
No, he's 50 years old.
What crime did he commit?
What did he do?
What's he in jail for?
Burglary.
Burglary at 50?
Exactly. On point.
Yeah, he deserved to get caught at 50 years old. You 50 years old breaking in people's windows.
Yeah, that's a little crazy.
when you was out and stuff, yeah, I mean, you was wine and dining me. I didn't care where the money was coming from. I'ma still hold you down to a certain extent.
You're bugging. You're 27 years old. He's 50 and he just went to jail for robbing somebody?
Yeah, no disrespect to him, but he's doing 10 years, boy. He need to cut off all contact with the outside world when you do 10 years. You gotta go just do your time.
At 50.
So, my question to y'all, should I still be there?
Oh,
oh, my goodness.
No. Answer his phone calls every now and then. Tell him what's up. But live your life, boo. You got a whole life to live. 10 years. Your eggs going to be your eggs gonna be dried up in 10 years.
They ain't going to be dried up, but come on, mama. You're 27 years old. He's 50.
That's what I'm playing. I'm thinking I'm bugging out. I'm like, hold up.
You're not bugging,
yeah, it sounds
boo.
Like you already know what you want to do.
Absolutely right.
Live your life, boo. Your ex is locked up, but your vagina is free.
Snack Man.
Yo, what's up?
Oh, my gosh, Snack Man. Okay, please have your joke ready this morning. We're ready to go.
And I'm standing. All right, yeah, so before I hijacked the plane down here to Florida, yo, I stole my sister's car. And I was driving down Route 1 in Newark. Yo, I got hit from behind by an illegal, and I know he was an illegal. He was wearing, for a fact, because he was wearing a backpack blower. But boom. Yo.
Yo, I hate you, yo.
He said 100% not my fault, yo.
Yo, Snack Man, I hate you.
$5,000 check cut from Mexico.
I don't even hate people, but I hate you, Snack Man.
I missed the end of the joke because Charlamagne was talking.
I think the end of the joke was 10 minutes ago.
All right, Snack Man, always a pleasure to get a ha-ha-ha in the morning.
Jesus Christ.
That was so bad. Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I'm tired now. Like, I'm really sleepy. I'm ready to go home. Can we leave?
No.
Stackman is
he said he took his sister's car in Florida,
comedian.
And then he said he was driving it. You know what? Forget it. Hello, who's this?
This is Mike Sturbridge. What's going on, fam?
What's up, Mike?
Up,
how
bro?
You?
Get it off your chest.
Look good. All right. This, first off, the racism going around, I ain't going to discredit it. It's sickening. It's sickening. Worldwide, it's sickening. I wish it would stop because I see a lot of ignorance happening more than racism, in my opinion. I just think a lot of people are ignorant to the point. Charlamagne, one thing for you, dude, peace to the planet, and then calling all the white people male. I don't understand it. It sounds like a contradiction, my man.
Not calling all the white people male. I'm calling all the racist bigots who are disgusting like Mayo. Male.
I appreciate that explanation, sir. I can 100% agree with that.
Yes.
I appreciate that.
You
I just
want to
say,
that
I hate all the racism. I love how you guys talk about, you know, the highlights of life. Just keep it up, man. Thanks for having me on. Have a great day. Charlamagne, thank you very much for that explanation.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, Mike. Hello, who's this?
What up, Breakfast Club? My name is James from Indianapolis. I'm blessed and highly favored. Yeah, I got a job interview for promotion today, and that's why I'm blessed. And please do me a favor. Block Fred from Milwaukee. He's annoying as hell.
I can see why you say that, sir.
Absolutely.
Totally understand why you would say that.
Thank you for calling, bro.
Good luck with your interview today.
Hello, who's this?
This is Jimmy Neutron, Southside Queens.
Queens, what up? Get it off your chest, bro.
Yeah, I just want to say thank God for this new job that I got. You know what I'm saying? I get to, you know, take care of my family. My wife get to work less. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I ain't going to lie. Donald Trump, he must really have unemployment up in the African-American community for real. Because everybody calling up here talking about they got a new job.
Which is a great thing, but I still don't like him. I still don't like
him. Yeah, I would like to also say good morning to y'all and thank y'all for, you know, being one of the best, you know, radio stations in the world.
Thank you. We appreciate you
for
listening.
Thank you.
Have a blessed weekend,
bro. I don't like
the
fact that you said one of the best, by the way.
Shut up.
In my mind, I feel like we are the best.
800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Back. You're checking out the world's most dangerous morning show.
Let's go.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Hello, who's this?
What's up, man? It's Southside Chief.
What's up, my brother? Get it off your chest.
Man, I'm trying to see if you ever checked out the video or not, man.
Of course we didn't.
I definitely did. I forgot all about it. Send it to me now, brother.
You're not watching that.
Now I'm going to watch it right now this morning. I got a little time this morning.
I got black privilege at home, and I'm supporting the PNB Rock record, and I can't get a play.
What PNB Rock record?
Going with 50 Cent.
I ain't put it out yet.
This is crazy to me. So being that you got black privilege at home and you listen to Envy's music, Envy got to play your music? That's not how this works.
Listen to watch his video.
Oh, nah.
He couldn't have. Send it to me again. I'll check it out, bro. Hello, who's this?
Hello.
You from Los Corda?
Oh, yeah. What's up, man? I was calling to say why I'm mad, but I'm a little blessed now, though, because I finally got in contact with y'all.
You related to Charlamagne?
Yeah, that's my cousin, man. We from 803, you know.
Who is you?
I'm over there. I'm from Denmark, South Carolina, though. My name's Peanut.
Who is you, though?
Peanut.
What's your name?
Peanut.
I don't know you.
You don't know Peanut. You know Peanut, my man.
How I know Peanut?
Because we can. We from South Carolina, man.
That don't mean we can just because we from South Carolina. Chadwick Boseman from South Carolina. That ain't my kin.
I bet my granddaddy hit your grandma.
Whoa.
Jesus Christ, lady.
Well, damn.
Damn.
Went left.
Ain't no C. I'm just like, why would you say something like that?
Because we can, man. Listen, I've been trying to get in contact with you to give you a shirt.
what does the shirt say?
But why don't you give it to his aunt or something? Or to your mom who can give it to his mom?
I don't even know nobody in Denmark, South Carolina.
Because I need to give it to Charlamagne. He the one got swag. He went with his Tims all the time.
Yes, ma'am. All right, Peanut. Yeah. You have a blessed day, okay?
You guys might be related for real.
I got to tell you how to get it, though.
How do I get it? How do I get it, Peanut?
You got to go to imstillproud.com.
Ooh, I like your style. You had to plug your little site. I like that. I like that.
You got
to
go there.
I thought you was going to give it to him.
Yeah, that's how he go get it. He gotta go pick what
you should go by his. You should go by his mom or daddy house since y'all come. Since y'all
she don't even know who my mom and daddy is. I will tell you this though. I am so proud that you're not really my cousin. Have a blessed day, okay? All right. Okay.
Hello, who's this?
This is Devon from Corona.
What's up, bro? Queens, get it off your chest.
Yeah, basically, I have a problem with girls who always sit here and they tell you basically how like they sugarcoat crap about them liking you. Like the other day,
oh boy,
I got the line, "We'll see." And basically, all you got to do is just tell me, no, I ain't interested. I don't want to go out or nothing like that. So for all those ladies out there, you need to start telling men the truth to stop lying because, you know, that's when stupid stuff happens.
What you mean, what you mean that's when stupid stuff happens? Is that a threat, sir?
That's not a threat, Uncle Charlotte. You already know that's not a threat.
So what are you saying? Yeah. What stupid stuff could happen?
You know, like, Missy, all right, so for instance, if you don't like a guy, pretty much, you're going to tell him straight up you don't like him. You're not going to say, we'll see, or, you know, like, well, like, I want to, like, you want to, you're not going to say that you want to go out with him. You're not going to sugarcoat it. You're going to tell him flat out no. You're not going to say, we'll see.
Well, or, maybe like, she's not sure.
You're just not sure. Like, okay, straight up, like, if you're not sure, like, what would make you sure of it?
This attitude ain't gonna get it done.
I know. You know how many relationships started with a girl wasn't too sure if she wanted to go out with the guy and then they ended up being in a relationship?
No, I'm saying, like, if she knows automatically from, like, the jump that she's not gonna want to date him, that she's unattractive.
Maybe she's just playing hard to get, sir. And maybe you need to just have a little bit more confidence in your follow-up.
Yeah.
Okay?
Oh, no, I'm confident in my follow-up. It's just that I don't have time to wait.
All right, this doesn't sound right.
You need to be arrested. I think we need to arrest you now before you make a mistake. I'm going to be honest.
You sound a little cray-cray.
Too crazy.
The Breakfast Club.
You're checking out the world's most dangerous morning show.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
My guy,
Neil Brennan.
Yeah, I got my Starbucks, everybody.
They're back.
I will say it took a while to get service as a white person, but
really,
they finally, once they took care of all the black people, they finally got to me.
Oh, so y'all are secondary now in Starbucks. I didn't realize
I couldn't use the bathroom. It was a nightmare.
Really?
Yeah.
You see the anti-bias training that they had to do?
I don't. What do you think they did? Has there been any inside?
Yes, we have it right here.
This is the whole entire question.
Yeah, that's the questionnaire that they had to ask people.
Well, hold on. Pass it here. I'm going to have you answer them.
I don't know if Neil has any experience working with black people. Let's see.
See what
okay.
I can do.
So we want you to recall, when was the first time that you noticed your racial identity?
Oh, that's a great question. I guess right away, right when I came out.
Came out the womb knowing
you're right. I was like, it's good to be white. It is good to be white. When I was a kid, though, black people were always nice to me. Like, when my brother worked, was like a usher in Chicago at the Chicago Stadium and like Wrigley Field. And like, all the black dudes he worked with were all straight with me.
What's the next question, Yee?
The first time you noticed how your race affected your beauty standards.
People say I look like Scottie Pippen.
I see that.
You see it? You see it?
I see that.
I see it, too.
Told you that, Neil.
This is a good one for you.
Yeah, Neil. Go.
When is the first time you altered your communication style? In other words, you dialed it up or down.
I'm the king of that.
To avoid playing into stereotypes.
When I'm dealing with someone I know is black on the phone, it's really hard for me not to be like, all right, bet. I bet that's what's up. And, but like, I'd be like, thank you. Thank you very much. Okay. Agreed. And then it's agreed too. So I am racist in that way, in that I try to be like, a little bit like, bet. I know. What does that make me?
This is anti-bias.
But isn't that cool? Like, you just kind of like using the latest slang.
You're assimilating. It's lit.
Do you say dead ass when you walk in the street?
Dead ass, naked. Butt ass, butthole.
Do you use the N word?
I really cut down, I'll say that, if at all. My policy
is
always... I did it in a joke. Now my policy is like, Neil, just black people got enough problems. Like, don't add to it.
Yeah, I don't think it's worth it.
It's not. It takes so much energy, which sounds like a white privilege thing to say. Like, do you know how much energy it takes to say the N word? But it's just not worth it.
Was it easier to say during the Obama era? Because that's when I remember you doing the jokes during that time.
It was easier to say it close to the Chappelle show in that I was just so immersed in it
all the time.
And like getting called it constantly. So I felt like
it was okay.
It was all right. I did a joke about it. So it was like about the word and you like it was about using it. Yes.
So now you just don't do that joke anymore.
That joke has been retired.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say that I was on Ambien. Whenever I'm kidding. I just don't. It's just not worth it.
Now, let me ask you a question. Charlamagne uses a term that some white people don't like.
Mayonnaise.
Calls white people mayonnaise.
No one likes mayonnaise.
Are you offended by that?
No.
I call racist bigots mayonnaise because mayonnaise is disgusting. So is racism and bigotry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I know people that are like, don't like white trash. Like saying white trash.
What about cracker ass cracker?
Cracker ass cracker is great. It's a Hall of Famer. Mayonnaise.
Why do you think it's a Hall of Famer?
Just because Chris said it, because you can't.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's it.
Cracker ass cracker.
Oh,
you
amazing.
Can't not say it amazing. Like that. Mayonnaise. Yeah, mayonnaise, I feel like it'll have a hard time catching on.
Oh, they hate it. Listen, I can say crack ass cracker white devil on the radio, but when I say mayonnaise, they call and complain.
Well, yeah, but crack,
like it's the weirdest thing in the world.
Crack is a delicious mayonnaise. It's disgusting.
True.
And I think it's the connotation of the mayonnaise. It's gross. Who eats mayonnaise?
Exactly.
I don't mind mayonnaise, although I am vegan. I go with a vegan mayo, which is kind of almost whiter than mayo.
Do you think, have you been following the Drake Pusha beef?
Yeah.
What do you think of blackface, Neil?
Here's the thing about you can't, as a black person, it seems like you can't ever, 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 ever do blackface under any circumstances. Like, you just can't. It's like herpes.
It's cooling in. It's the minstrel show.
But it's going to be found out. The fact that it was on that guy's page. Did you go to the page?
Yeah.
And, like, it was, and it wasn't even featured. It was, like, bottom left. Like, it's just another one of my photos. Drake and blackface, no big deal. But yeah, you just can't do black. Do you think that was the most damning part of the?
To me,
I think the fact that he's not wasn't. We don't know, but claiming his child, I think people were more upset about that. Like, damn, Drake's now he's a deadbeat dad. Like, I think people were more upset about that at first.
But Drake can say, "I'm not a deadbeat dad. I just did not put my son out there yet, but I take care of him."
He hasn't released the son yet. He's got a date. He has a release date for the son.
Baby.
Yeah, you got to roll the son out slow. You get the whole promo department behind it, and then you bring the kid out.
Hey, come on, man. Khaled put a lot of pressure on people when it came to rolling out your son, man.
That's exactly right. You know it's a mean song when the nicest thing he said was, "You have an illegitimate son."
Yeah.
Because, like, that was the nicest thing he said. Like, listening, I was like, that's me. The son part was pretty nice. That was pretty sweet.
Yeah.
It's nicer than...
Did anything offend you?
Nothing offended. I would like to say that last time he dissed Drake, he mentioned me specifically on, I don't know, it was a Chappelle Show reference and Dave Heaven Writers. And mentioned me specifically.
Really?
Yeah.
Push it in?
Yeah.
Go back. Google this.
Look at the tape, homie. It's there. But he just mentioned as like that Drake has writers. The fact that he was talking about his friend dying is a bit like, yeesh.
Clutch my pearls.
Yeah, it was a bit like, well, first of all, about clutch my pearls, I like that how guys are rapping like rich white women now. Where like the audacity was with Drake's on the last one. Then he's like, I'm upset. He's got a song coming out called I'm Flummoxed. And Pusher rapped about caviar facials.
Yes, he did.
And like now he's like, I don't think you're capable of love, Drake. That's what I think. I don't think you're capable of love. I think because your father walked out on your mother when you were five, I've spoke to your therapist and I think you're in a lot of emotional trouble.
He did. He said, Chappelle Show, all of you Neil Brennan, sketch comedy, who is for real pinning?
See yourself as I pull up in that mirror team. Skins versus blouses, you mirror prints. Chappelle Show, all of you Neil Brennans, sketch comedy, who is for real pinning?
Okay,
you
Neil.
You know what I mean? You know what
you
I mean?
Here in the middle of rap beefs.
I've been out here, man.
And you from an era where you actually saw real beefs, rap beefs.
You know what's funny? If anything happens to either one of those guys... They have to make sure each other are okay now. Because if anything happens to Pusher, they're bringing in.
Back.
Yeah, they're bringing Drake in first.
Yeah,
so,
he
should hire Pusher security and, a doctor, make sure his health is good. Because, they're the number one suspect for either. The fact that Biggie and Tupac got. Is like, and no one got arrested is still amazing in light of this. Where you're like.
Well, I think both of the people that killed him are dead, though. That's what I think.
Oh, you think so?
That's what I think.
Okay.
I think the streets did what they were supposed to do.
All right.
But I could just be making that up.
Yeah.
All right, we got more with comedian Neil Brennan when we come back. So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club is back.
Yeah.
Back.
Yo.
Back where I want to be.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have a writer for the Dave Chappelle Show and comedian Neil Brennan in the building. Charlamagne?
So Neil, let's talk about your new tour. What is it called?
It's called Here We Go. Here We Go Tour. It's a reference to a joke I do about guys. It's a lot of my jokes are about Me Too.
Wow.
The guys
you don't take
can't.
Them serious, Neil?
No, I take him seriously. But as a comedian, like, it's all my friends are getting popped.
Yeah.
Bill Cosby was a close friend.
Harvey Weinstein.
Harvey Weinstein is my god's father. Here we go. Is like guys have just you can't go to a guy's hotel room because we've watched so much porn that we believe everywhere we are a porn is about to break out. So a guy will be in his hotel room, hear an unexpected knock on the door, and be like, "Here we go." All right. And then, like, then it's on. Like, it's always just like, here we go.
Do you watch that much porn?
I'm like a once-a-day guy. I'm not, like, a furious,
day.
Like...
That's a habit.
That's a lot once
that's
a day.
That's a habit, Neil.
Once a day of porn, a busy once guy a like day? You that's always creating? Why?
Did you see the guy that was on the flight that was actually...
accidental porn? Are you actually
I'm
going to porn?
I'm making my own
home?
Meme right now. What? When Charlamagne says once a day is a lot to masturbate.
Did you see the guy that was on a flight and he was masturbating to porn on the flight?
I mean,
you've done
it's,
that?
It's no, but they have Wi-Fi. They don't say, hey, don't do, you know what I mean? Yeah, like, yeah. What do you, who are we to judge?
He wasn't in his cabin? He wasn't in his own cabin?
No.
He was in his seat. He wasn't
he
first
was
class.
Seat.
He
was
wow.
Porn.
A wild guy, yeah.
But nobody was sitting next to him.
Tomorrow. Oh, that's all right. Once a day? What are you?
Next question. Do you have a subscription to any of these sites?
No, I would. The idea of anyone subscribing to these porn sites is so insane.
That's like, when you draw the line.
Yeah, like, that's insane. Now, that is the definition of insanity. Am I out of my mind once a day?
Yes, that's kind of crazy,
what?
Neil. Masturbating once a day?
When you're in a relationship, do you still masturbate once a day?
No.
But you're in a relationship, aren't you?
Twice. I'm kidding. No, I'm not in a relationship.
Oh, not anymore?
No.
Oh, wow,
I'm
out. Wow.
No, but if you think about it, masturbating once a day is not bad. But watching porn once a day is bad.
What do you... You don't... So you're just, like, sitting on your bed...
Using his imagination.
Just, like, staring at the wall like a prisoner.
Because you know they say watching porn really messes with your erections.
What?
Is that what
yeah,
it is?
Said,
yeah,
like,
it gives them to you.
No, no, they say that. It doesn't make you as sensitive as other people because you watch it so much, you're not as sensitive. So.
I feel like the internet does that. I feel like it's so much like p's and vagina on the internet. It's like, eh, I'm desensitized to it.
Mm-hmm. It is. Now I'm looking for a connection. Remember human physical connection, Charlamagne?
Yeah.
Back in the 80s?
That don't happen.
That's over.
Is it more like in the morning or at night?
No, I'm a night person. Here's my thing is I like to give myself something to look forward to. This goes for sex as well. I don't like morning sex. You know what I mean? Like, I see it as like a dessert.
So you're treating yourself.
That is correct.
Treat yourself. Now,
do you watch it long time? Because I was Chris Rock, especially, he was really into it, like an hour. He was looking for the perfect scene.
No, I think he had a problem.
Oh.
I think.
And now we're judging other people?
Well, no, I think he. I think about, like, I was 15 minutes late for everything. It was like, I've never been that bad. I don't have. If I'm masturbating, I don't have plans. I'm in for the night. Like,
so it's a date night.
Hey, you f***ing got yourself
a date night.
Yeah, treat myself right. Pour myself a wine. Look in the mirror.
Do you have the volume off or on?
I like some volume. Thank you. Next question.
So your whole new stand-up is about
sexual harassment? No, it's about
sexual harassment.
Yeah. No, it is like it's probably half Me Too stuff.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I just don't know what else. It just seems so relevant. Like, in terms of this is all me and my friends are talking about. And also, I am friends with Aziz, and I've known Louis since I was 25, for like 25 years. So, like, it seems like in my backyard... To not talk about it to me seems insane. And it's something I think about all the time anyway.
Aziz gave me faith, though. And I'm going to tell you why Aziz gave me faith. Because when that situation happened, people started to look at the nuance of the situation. Mm-hmm. And they were like, well, maybe it's not like what she's saying.
Yeah.
Because allegations were ruining people.
Yes. It is not so black and white. Well, for Aziz, it was just like bad for his brand, so to speak. It seemed out of character for what people knew of him. And Louis, to me, it seemed totally in character.
Because he's talking, right? Yeah,
like every joke ends with him f***ing off. Yeah. So every night is going to end the same way. The Aziz thing, it was good in terms of, like, people taking a deep breath.
No, did it make you think to yourself, have I ever done anything that people would say are inappropriate?
Yeah, I mean, now it's like, you know, it's you have to reconsider, particularly... Being a comedian, like, I'm not going to have any credibility. You know what I mean? Like, at this point, comedians are, like, the least believed. We're, like, the dirtbags. So right. It's, like, I have to be super, super duper. We had that on Chappelle Show. We had that love contract sketch that was like, you know, 15 years ago. Like,
yeah.
It's always weighed on me in terms of like, it's a big risk. Like, just it's sexually engaging with somebody is a, not a, I'm not just talking about STDs, I'm talking like the whole thing.
Yeah, you're right.
You can get hemmed up on language. People can feel disrespected. Some girl hit on me on one of the apps.
Tinder?
I think it was like a Twitter or
Christian Mingle.
Instagram, Instagram, Farmers Only. She goes like, we should hang out. And I just wrote back like, no, thanks. And people thought it was mean, but I was like, as a like comedian and as a person,
but are
with
you on
something,
this app to date?
Yeah, what are you on the app
no,
for?
She slid.
You just can't be too safe.
She was
man.
Sliding. I was just like, no thanks. And people were like, that's kind of rude. And I was like, I have to start thinking like defensively.
Right.
Like I think about every interaction and like every like if this was shown in court, would I be okay? You know, talk about messing with your erection.
Do you have to think about that when it comes to your material also?
Well, with the material, I just don't want women to feel crappy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to make women feel like I'm disrespecting women.
They're going to feel like that, though. Because as soon as you say things like, oh, you know, another Me Too case, here we go. They're going to feel like that.
It's pro-women without being pandering, if that makes sense. Like, it's pro-women to the point where it's, like, still funny.
You had your own show in development as well.
I did.
So what's going on with
it's
that?
It's dead.
Oh. Sorry.
Damn.
Thanks for bringing it up.
I'm sorry. Jeez. I thought
thanks
it was coming out
up.
Like this year.
Thanks for bringing it up, Pusher T. Pusher Yee.
Pusher Yee. Tell them where to find you, Neil.
Neil Brennan, NEALBRENNAN.com. Neil Brennan on Twitter. Neil Brennan on Instagram. Yeah, those are my two main forms of communication.
Well, it's Neil Brennan. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Call him by his government name.
Shad Moss.
Yes, he's
Bow
a
Bow Wow is it.
That's the name on the checks. You're a grown man now.
Yeah, appreciate it.
I don't feel like we should call you Bow Wow anymore.
Is it Shad?
I think we should call you Shad Moss. The reason I say I don't think we should call you Bow Wow because I feel like Bow Wow was a moment in time. And I think people still look at you as a kid.
That could be.
You know what I mean?
That could be. You know, it's crazy, though. Like, people do say Shad, though. That is true. Like, we just left Norfolk, Virginia. We was in the club, and they'd be like, Bow Wow in the club. No. He's Shad Moss now. Y'all got to call him Shad Moss now.
That's
so.
What we keep doing up here, too.
Yeah.
You grown.
Yeah.
We've known him for so long as Bow Wow.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
But, like, even in, like, my rhymes and shit, like, even early on in my career, I would always say, like, my real name, like, all the time just to, like, brand it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? In people's minds. But, you know.
Even on Twitter, your name is, like, S. Moss, but it still says Bow Wow above it.
Yeah. And it's crazy because I was trying to get my name back on my socials.
What you mean?
Like, at Bow Wow back.
Nah.
Keep it out there?
Hell yeah.
Okay. Absolutely.
Let's start from the beginning, because your last couple of years have been a little crazy. Now, when you first got into the music industry, you started off with Snoop.
Yeah. Yep.
Now, were you ever signed to Death Row?
Yeah.
Under Snoop and under Dre and all that.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to that deal?
When I got with Dog, once the label started, I really wouldn't even say the crumble, but once Dre and everybody decided to part ways, and then, you know, Snoop was... like, last to really leave. He just felt that me being at Death Row just wasn't the right situation for a 7-year-old kid at the time.
Right.
When they had discovered me, I had moved out to L.A. And I set. Like, I just set on the label. But what's crazy is, like, a couple records had leaked, which they're actually on YouTube. Like, records that Corrupt had actually wrote for me that was supposed to be on the Murder Was a K soundtrack that never made it. From there, you know, Snoop just had in his mind, like, if I can't be with him the way I need to be with him, and he was going through his own situations...
Mm-hmm.
Trying to get out, he didn't really have the time to back me like that. So the first person he thought about was Jermaine because of his relationship with Criss Cross. When Criss and them were always coming to L.A., they used to always kick it with one another. So he was like, man, the best situation I can put him in, because I care about him so much, is to give him to J.D. And, you know, I wasn't feeling that shit. I really didn't understand that because I wanted to ride out with Dog. Like, he found me, he discovered me. I moved to L.A., spent hella time out there. And then once he dipped, it was over. And he just told me, we'll meet up again.
So when you posted that pic, it wasn't flexing?
No. That's Death Row. Like, what's crazy is one of the most memorable stories I have was when Suge called my mom's, this is real, and was like, bring you by the office right now. And, you know, Suge called, you don't know what to really expect. And we pulled up, and the first thing Suge did was give me my dog pound chain. My dog pound sandwich meant a lot. Me, Daz, and Corrupt, we had the dog pound sandwich. Actually, shout out to Daz, because if Daz was your Daz, would tell you I was the one who, Daz would be like, I was the one who went out in the crowd and grabbed out and brought him to the back, which is facts.
Mm. So the original dog pound was you, Daz, and Corrupt?
Yeah.
Get the
wow. Look it up. Hey, yo, you can look it up.
DPG. Yeah.
What?
You can look it up on YouTube.
For real?
Me and Corrupt, yeah. I got a song with Corrupt.
I mean, it makes sense because of the whole bow thing. I remember seeing you when they brought you out on Arsenio.
Yeah. Cursing like a motherfucker.
Yeah, so, yeah.
What age were you?
When I did Arsenio, yeah. I was like 6.
And you were cursing it?
Like a motherfucker.
That's crazy.
Even on the song with me and Corrupt, I'm cursing. Man, it's like, it's crazy.
Is it true you used to ghostwrite for Snoop at 7?
No.
Shut up.
Definitely not.
He just said Corrupt was
writing
his
mind. I heard that before.
No.
I never ghostwrite for Dog.
No. Okay. No, I never ghostwrite for Dog.
Are you, Daz, and Corrupt still cool?
Hell yeah. I was just with Daz. Daz got a crib in Atlanta. I always pull up on Daz, chop up game, and smoke. And
those are some
chill.
Funny guys, right?
Now, hold on. This is about Wild's last interview, so we got to fact check.
Is it really your last interview?
I did. Yeah, my last radio interview, most definitely.
All of these things have to be fact checked later. So, Wild said he was the original member of the Dog Pound. That's one. Yeah.
All
right?
Now, also, now, of course, they're all Crip. Are you affiliated through that?
He's got on all blue right now.
Nah.
This is the first time I've seen him wear all blue. He wears red, he wears yellow.
I wear everything. Yeah, I wear everything. No. I'm not affiliated with no Crips. Nah, I don't bang. I don't do none of that. I got homies that bang, though. Heavy. But. Nah, I don't bang.
Yeah, I saw you you threatened somebody the other day. You said a dude posted a video of your girlfriend.
No, fake news.
That was fake news?
Yeah.
That wasn't you?
No, that was a Photoshop conversation.
Yeah, so the guy made up a whole conversation?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't even know why, because, why would I trip over my lady doing something when I don't even know her?
Yeah.
Like, that sounds stupid for me to. I never DM nobody. Man. For what?
Because you told the dude you run Atlanta.
Yeah, that
and
sounds.
You have him.
Yeah, that sounds ridiculous.
You have him written down on.
And of course, he said that because of the whole Run Ohio thing that came about out of nowhere, which I still don't know where the
people
f- that came
messing
from.
With you, huh?
So, but yeah, that was fake. That was a whole photo. And my girl saw it, she was like, "You don't call me Keo. Like, what the f*** is this for?" So
yeah. So you said you run Ohio, and then Trippie Redd got.
I never said
you.
That.
You never said that either.
No,
I'm confused. I don't know what's going on.
I felt the same way when I woke up and heard the news. I'm like, what? I'm like, y'all can have that. Like, I haven't lived in Ohio since I was 10.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've been in Atlanta my whole life. I don't even sound like I even talk like I'm from the city. Like, yeah, like, everything is Atlanta with me. Growing up, Hip Hop Atlanta, my show I produced, that's Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
On my third album, I was throwing up the A. In my songs, I be saying Atlanta. So when that came, I'm like, yo, motherfuckers be waking up. I guess they just... You say my name, they want clout or they want to be in the block. I don't know.
Since we're addressing all these fake news things, right? Then there was also this video where they said that you got punched and knocked out.
No, I didn't get knocked out. It was just a miscommunication. You know what I'm saying? Real shit. It was just it was just a miscommunication.
That was an incident with Future, right?
Yeah, so they say.
The backstage.
Yeah,
backstage.
So they say. We was at the Jay-Z concert. The video was, probably now 7 months ago.
Yeah. Dude called me, though.
Yeah, he did?
Yeah, he called me. And he said that... You were saying something about Future.
Yeah, which was all false.
And that he seen you backstage, and he was basically watching you, and then he came around and snuck you and hit you, and then y'all was fighting. After the fight, it all broke up. Police came, and then he said...
I ain't seen no police.
He said he lost his... Or maybe security.
I ain't seen no police.
And then he said his watch fell off, and then he thought one of y'all stole his watch.
So what happened?
First of all, you need a new offensive line, Bob.
He's going to tell
they
us what really happened.
They shouldn't be able to just run through the offensive line.
Something to that effect.
All I can say is this on the situation. Because, like, it's some shit, right? I'm going to just say this. Number one, I never got hit in the face. Number two, things that occur after that point, because I was with people, and it was like a blindside type of thing. But as far as knocked out, like, I'm little. Like, if you come from way off on the right side with all your force, I'm supposed to be down.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what happened. It was more like a football, like a shoulder type shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's things involved with that situation that is kind of like, don't even really want to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everything right now is... Calm water. Yeah.
So and, you don't have any problems with Future?
Nah, not at all.
Well, what they say? They said you would sneak this in Future because he was dating your baby mom.
And yeah, like, I don't, yeah, like, once again, like, I don't even understand that because I'm not even that type of person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, like, I haven't spoken to my baby mother in damn near, like, 2 years. I haven't seen my baby mother in
you
the flesh
seen
in 2 years.
So how do you, don't go pick up your daughter from her or y'all don't communicate over your child?
No.
How do you guys communicate then?
My daughter is 7. She has a phone. We FaceTime. We talk every day. We don't have to talk.
You don't have a good relationship with your baby mom?
I respect her.
But I thought you guys were still cool, because I know for a minute y'all were still trying to work it out at one point. It didn't seem like it was 2 years ago.
Yeah, nah. For me, it's like how I live my life is, not that it's detrimental to me, but anything that I feel like if, you know, you took something from me or like you gave a bad energy or just a bad print. You left a bad something. It's like, I'm just cool. I just don't want it around. You know, I can respect her from a distance. I love, like, she's a wonderful mom. But, and, you know, she knows, and I know we've talked about this before. I'm like, yo, it's just best that, like, our lives are just so much at peace when we do not communicate. You know what I'm saying? You're able to live your life, love who you want to love.
Mm-hmm.
She does not bother me when I'm out doing my thing, which I love. Mm-hmm. And it's just a peaceful situation. Like, she can talk to whoever. You know, most baby daddies be tripping.
Mm-hmm.
All in the baby mama mix once she get a new, that's not my style. Because she's no longer my woman. We just have a child with one another. Mm-hmm. That's it. I love my daughter. I'm there for my daughter. But her mom, which is my daughter's grandmother, holds it down. That's who keeps everything cool.
Like, oh, that's who you communicate with.
Absolutely. Okay. Got you. Absolutely. Sweetheart. You know, flies my daughter down to Atlanta anytime. Stays at the house. She stays at the crib. When I go to L.A., I make sure I take her out to dinner. And it's just... It works. It just works for us.
But you're not on child support then?
Hell yeah, I'm on child support.
Okay.
That was another rumor.
Hell yeah, I'm on child support.
That was a rumor that they wanted you to pay, I believe, $3,000 a month. And
mm-hmm.
you told the court that you were broke and you only made $4,000 a month.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a businessman. I mean, it's cameras rolling, so I can't.
I got you. All right, enough said.
So you're not broke?
No. Nah, hell no.
I was about to say, you made millions.
I got knots on me now.
Tour money and all that.
Yeah, nah. Definitely not.
All right, we got more with Bow Wow. When we come back, don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club is back.
Yeah.
Back where I want to be.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Bow Wow's in the building. Yee?
You put a scare into everybody when you tweeted out suicide, I guess, spelled backwards, and everybody thought, oh, my God, what's going on
mm-hmm.
with Shod, with mm-hmm. Bow Wow, because you have put out things like, I wish I wasn't here anymore, and mm-hmm. things of that nature. Did you feel like, okay, maybe that was a bit much? Because people were so concerned when that happened, and it had everybody going crazy, but it turns out it's the name of your album.
Nah, it's because that's how I was really feeling.
You really wanted to kill yourself?
Yeah, there's been times where, even before, like, years ago, where this came out, you know what I'm saying, where, you know, people thought, like, I was suicidal, or I've been saying, like, I don't want to be here, because what people don't understand is, like, I done lapped the world 8 times, and it's like me being, coming into the game young, and seeing so much, and doing so much, and sometimes I just question life, like, damn, like, what else is there for me to do? Like,
but I don't mean you gotta kill yourself.
Right.
But
there's,
like,
plenty left to do.
Yeah, but sometimes I just be thinking, like, damn, like, I've done everything that I really wanted to do.
You got a daughter.
I mean, yeah, of course. I mean, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. But as far as, like, money or things I want to accomplish, or...
I'm sure there has to be a
couple of reasons. That's not to kill yourself, though. I mean, if there's something deep-rooted, like, you got some,
because,
like...
what happens is you feel like you're doing the same thing. It's like a big circle, right? It's like, when I went to Australia the first time, I was like, damn, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Year two comes around, you back in Australia, okay. Oh, shit. Go back. It's like, okay, I'm just running this big circle
right.
of life. It's like, I want to go right, I want to go left. Like, what's new? So for me, that's why I always dip into different avenues of the game, as far as, okay, TV producer, let me try that. Ooh, host of 106 Park. Ooh, I never Let me, this is different. Yeah, this is a turn. Let me do this. Mm-hmm. If not, you keep doing the same shit over and over, you're going to get bored. It's like, what the
That's
like,
great, but with all those options, suicide shouldn't be one of them.
Right.
Nah, but sometimes,
heaven,
you know,
is not a destination.
Actually,
yeah.
Maybe
rush into that one.
Even helping other people. Now, have you sought therapy? Have you been suffering from depression? Like, what is it, you think?
For me, I think people always think, like, it's the internet. That shit don't bother me. Mm-hmm. It be real life shit, and it's the shit that people don't know.
I saw you on social media saying you don't put your sisters and your dads
nah,
drunk.
I don't fuck with them.
A lot of
Why
things that haunt you that are hard to
explain. My sister, yeah, my half. So no, they did an interview years ago on World Star, and they was just airing out family business and just talking shit. When I got whiff of it, matter of fact, the story went like this: when I was living in Miami, somebody had tweeted me, and it was my father, and I didn't believe him.
And so, you didn't grow up with your father, though?
No.
Okay,
my father
right.
been an alcoholic. So what happened was, when I got the number in my DM, I said, "Damn, this number do look familiar." So I called him. When I called him, I had my cameraman filming it. I'm like, damn, my fans know I never had my father in my life. This would be a dope moment to share with him. On the other end of the phone, he got 2 cameras.
Ooh.
He recording, too. I'm recording from a good space. Like, damn, this is going to be dope. So when I put the video out there, I looked in 3 days on WorldStar. Somebody sent me this, my 2 sisters. Mind you, I ain't seen them in like 11, 12, 13 years.
Mm-hmm.
They just going off. You never try to put daddy in. I'm like, yo, what? And I'm looking at my little sister like, I can't believe you out of all people. I done, when Jamster was how I used to my credit card up, downloading all these, going to the mall, taking you shopping, all kind of stuff. I can't believe, like, out of all people, you would actually do some like this. Mm-hmm. And for me, sometimes it don't even got to be the same blood type for it to be family. I got my that been with me, that's not my blood type, that's more than family, than my actual real family. You know what I'm saying? So that, to me, that's not what family do. So when they did that, I'm done. I'm a one-time dude.
So you said it's things that haunt you that are hard to explain. That's what you're talking about?
Yeah, things like that, that I got questions, and it's like there's just no answers to them.
Like
the fact that I haven't seen my grandmother in like 10 years.
How old is she?
Like early 70s.
Why haven't you seen her?
That's what I'm saying. I do not know.
It's
the weirdest shit in the world. Like, it's so hard to explain. Like, there's only one person I talk to on my father's side of the family, and that's my Aunt Shell. Mm-hmm. My Aunt Shell was, like, the one that holds everything together. Like, it's such a weird, touchy situation. My uncle, he's like, a straight weirdo. He's dressed up like a woman. He done been put in jail. Like, it's, my whole mom's side of the family is just crazy. I think that's probably where I get my crazy side from is them. But
so you think people who dress up like women are weirdos? Right?
No. It's my uncle. My uncle Manny is different. He's going to jail for different things. But it's just, I don't know, man. It's just hard to explain. Like, the last time I seen my grandmother was, like, scream to her, too.
Yeah. Why?
So you think it's because of your dad?
Nah, it's just...
Did you help them and then you stop helping them and you think it's the money?
No, not even. I think once... The business just kind of just swept me away. Like, when I hit the ground running, I hit it running hard. Mm-hmm. We just lost contact, man. It's just weird. It's so hard to explain because, once again, I don't have the answer. Like, I really don't know. It's like our relationship just fell out the sky. Mm-hmm. It's like the weirdest shit in the world. So when people look up and it's like, oh, he getting trolled, or it's like, I don't give a fuck about that shit. Motherfucker been talking about me before I came in the game. I don't give a fuck about no jokes. The shit that bothered me is the real shit that I can't control. Like, me getting served at my daughter's birthday party. That's how I got put on child support. People don't even know that. So every time I think about my daughter's first birthday party, I think about this shit.
Right.
So that's the shit I battle with. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes I just wake up and I be angry if I vent, if I'm on social media and I'm, that's the shit that's,
I mean,
that's
but suicide, that you shouldn't go there. You should put it in your music.
Oh, it's there.
Like you and Chris Brown.
Yeah.
What's your problem? I seen y'all grow up in the game.
Yeah.
Together. Friends. Yeah. Best friends at times, I thought. What happened with that?
I just think with me and Brown, like, we don't even have a problem. There is no problem at all.
Chris Brown told us on Twitter.
Oh, wait.
After you put that song out, he was like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, no, he's like, I'm confused. You all right, bro?
Yeah.
There is no issue. But like you said, we grew up together. Mm-hmm. We made a lot of money together. And throughout the game, we grow and we end up going separate ways sometimes. And once, for me, even with that record, Drunk Off Rock, I'm like, it was more of a question. Like, damn, like, you just look up and it's like, we ain't even tight like how we used to be. Like, I wonder why. Like, my daughter never met his daughter.
But sometimes it's making an effort on your part, too.
I mean, it's both sides.
Right.
But I just think that sometimes, like, you go through things in life and you navigate. Like, he's been through things. I've been through shit. And it's like, you navigate.
Grow apart because of
life.
Yeah,
it's normal. He had a kid. He was dealing with his stuff. And me, too, at the same time, dealing with my daughter.
When he was going through all his stuff with, you know, the Rihanna stuff, did you reach out to him at that time?
Oh, I was there.
Oh, okay.
I flew to D.C. and sat in the courthouse all day to see my man.
Mm-hmm.
And when he came out, it was a... And that was it, and they took him away. But that's when I say, I skipped the show just so I could see you, Chris, in that line. That's what I meant. I didn't even take a date. I said, nah, I'd rather go to D.C.
Mm-hmm.
and go check Brown out because I don't know what's going to happen. And Miho, his right-hand man, shout out to Miho, his mom, his aunt. We all sat in the courthouse for hours and just sat there, waited. So for me, that's why it's like not really a touchy subject, but the question is like, damn, like, what happened to me? I'm like, this family was involved. Like, I sat with moms and auntie, like, you... Mm-hmm. came to my crib and like we just it's like a what happened. But to me it's like I think maybe we just grew up, grown now, we got kids, life changes, life revolves, and it goes on. But there's never no situation or beef or any problem with Brown. It'll never be that.
Have y'all spoke since that song came out?
Mm-mm. Last time I seen Brown was at Snoop's compound in LA. Dog had a old 80s party. It was there. That was the last time I seen Brown. It was like three months ago.
There was rumors that, the internet said the people that allegedly robbed Brown is now hanging with you, and that was part of the problem.
Nah, that's false. Mm-hmm. That's false.
Mm-hmm. Now, somebody that you have always had in your corner is Jermaine Dupri, whether you're arguing or not arguing. Where do you guys stand now? Because you did tweet out that if he don't answer your call,
I was tell the world about him. No, it was a big time joke.
Oh, yeah,
see, people don't understand. Like, me and Jermaine, I'm the only person who can, like, really for him like that. So, of course, that's a joke. And that could call me so fast. Because I'm like, you ain't been picking up. Like, we got business to handle. You not, like, what is you doing?
Y'all went a while for not talking, though.
Oh, absolutely.
And what was like, that about?
Multiple occasions. The first time me and Jermaine fell out.
When you destroyed the studio.
Damn, you remember that?
Yes.
I destroyed the studio.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I always been a crazy little motherfucker. Like, people don't understand. Like, even then.
The wild one, as you once said on Twitter.
Yeah.
You said when Birdman came up here, you was like, Birdman, come. I'm the wild one.
Yeah, I am. Nobody never seen me like the blow up. It's bad. So
you rip up Jermaine Dupri's $1 million studio.
That was the first time.
It was creative differences. What happened was, it was creative differences. We got in the studio. He wanted to go one direction. I wanted to go this direction. And then I was like, man, you know what? I can just do it on my own. I don't need you. Like, Snoop found me. I'm like, yeah, Dog found me. I done learned from you. I done soaked up all the game. I don't need you. He's like, well, dude, when I did that, get the fuck out. Don't come back. Don't come. I'm like, man,
I've even seen J.D. raise his voice one time.
I'm the only person who can press the button and you will see a whole nother side of J.D. that you never seen. Like, we just got into it 2 days ago on the phone.
So what?
Because Jermaine works differently. And I get on Jermaine about communication. I'm like, dog, you got to communicate with me. You know what I'm saying? If you got an idea or whatever the plan is, communicate with me. So Jermaine might not communicate with you, but be working. Mm-hmm. But don't let you know what he's doing. So you'll be sitting over here like, what's going? And then I'll start moving without him. And then, like, a week later, he'll come in and say, hey, explain the album title on Twitter so people know what it is and don't think you're crazy. It's like, dog, like, you ain't even here, like, for everything. Like, how you calling my phone now type of shit? So it's like, everything with me and Jermaine is always business. It's right. Never personal.
But you did do it. You did explain it.
I tweeted the mother. Cause I did, because it's like, I respect him so much, I love him so much, and he do be right about a lot of things.
All right, we got more with Bow Wow when we come back. Matter of fact, let's get into a little Bow Wow mini mix. Check it out. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club is back.
Yeah,
back.
Yo,
back where I want to be.
That was a Bow Wow mini mix. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Bow Wow's in the building. Charlamagne?
Why did you name the album Bow Wow Challenge?
Because that's what I named the show.
He has a show.
I got my TV show called.
I don't even know if I believe that.
Oh, no, that's going
it's
down.
It's hard to believe things that come out your mouth nowadays. That's the Bow Wow Challenge.
Look, that's going down. That was like the easiest show for me to pitch.
But explain the Bow Wow Challenge. I mean,
he put up a private jet. Play that up. Is, so you were lying.
Play as
Okay, play as So you're admitting you were lying.
Play as up.
Just say you was lying, Bow.
I just said it.
But did you
You Googled the picture? How did I get the picture?
That was an old Cadillac Escalade. Yeah, same. I'm like, that don't seem right.
Like, because for me, like, I'm going to tell you one thing like this. If my girl was here right now, she'd be like, yo, one thing about Bow, like, that really shows 31 when it comes to social media. Like, it's that I just don't know. Like, I still don't even know. I'd be like, the magnifying thing on Instagram. What's it called? They'd be like, the explore pair. I'm like, whatever. That. So for me, I'm like, I'll not do a mood pick, but I'm flying. I'm like, I like the picture. I'm going to throw it up. Shit, I am flying to New York. But I like this picture better. You know what I'm saying?
Stop it. No caption. No,
I put a whole caption.
Travel day.
I said travel day. But I didn't say like, oh, I'm on this jet. I'm about to travel. But I'm like, yo.
But that's what you insinuated.
Yeah, I like the picture. I said, f*** it. Put it up there. Travel day. Da-da-da. And no, I wasn't in coach. I was in first class. And
you're an executive producer of a show. You're coming here to do promo for your show. I'm like, why is that not fly enough for you?
Look, and when I put the picture up, it was so funny. Because I was coming here.
Right.
So, by the time I got to New York.
I know, was crazy.
No, but look, I'm doing press for Grown Up Hip Hop. So my mom called me. I'm literally at the hotel watching the game, right? My mom called me like, hey, did you do something about a plane? I'm like, what? It's like, oh, never mind, boy. Like, I don't know. Maybe it ain't nothing. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Then my homies called me. Hey, bro. I'm like, what's up? You popping. I'm like, popping, what I do? Man, talking about this airplane shit. Man, you better check the same room. You better check everything. Man, motherfuckers is going crazy. I'm like, what? So I just happened to refresh my Twitter. My shit was rammed. I'm like, is it that big of a deal? And then by the time I got back to Atlanta, when I got home, that's when I knew, okay, this is a big-ass deal. And then that's how it all started. I started seeing 50, then everybody started doing them. And the one thing I said was, okay, I ain't tripping. I'm like, that shit don't get to me. I'm like, I'm about to turn it around, though. I'm going to get a check out this shit. And Mona Scott reached out to me. Like 2 months after, mm-hmm. And she was like, "You ever thought about doing a Bow Wow Challenge show?" And I was like, "No." She's like, "Nah, you gotta own this. Everybody fronts on Instagram. You need to make a show like that, and you need to bust motherfucker right in the act. It's you. You started it. You did it. Cool." I said, "Okay. Well, let's do this, Mona. I'm down. Let me call my man Anthony Z, the creator of CSI, and let me get him involved. That's my guy. I call Anthony. I said, "Listen, I'm gonna put you in a room with Mona. Us three, we gonna pitch this show called the Bow Wow Challenge Show. Mind you, this is the creator of CSI, mm-hmm. Anthony Zucker. This is my guy. He goes, I'm all with it. And we just got the news that he got picked up. I'll start filming the show next month. I'll let y'all know when the camera. I'll let y'all know when the camera's.
So the concept is you busting people who fronting on Instagram
right in the spot. Yeah,
oh, that's gonna be on the first episode. You gonna bust?
No. But this it's like made punk. all in one, but it's different.
And catfish.
Like, yeah, it's crazy.
Now, did you ever get Keisha Cole pregnant? That was another rumor that was out.
No,
since it's your last interview, you're going to address all
rumors.
No,
yeah, we're going to talk. No.
Did
no.
you ever get Keisha Cole pregnant?
No, that's false. Now, do you fall in love fast with females? I mean,
Would you smash with Keisha Cole at least? Because the rumor got to come from somewhere.
You guys been dating?
I wouldn't call it that.
You wouldn't call it dating?
Yeah. She was just a cool person, for like, you know what I'm saying?
Not your girlfriend, but y'all dated. Like,
but what's dating?
Dating, like, went out together, had a good time with the premise of maybe we'll take it further.
Yes, sex with Keisha Cole.
That's what you said?
You can say yes and then put hashtag Bow Wow Challenge.
Yo, Bow Wow's the silent sniper, yo.
Hey, I am.
You are the silent
I am, but
sniper.
Y'all, every time I come, like, it's been 6 years, though, but you f***ing up the last time when you said a name, and I was like, oh, shit, like, how'd you
that was
out?
Kim
but,
K.
Exactly. Yeah. But this is like, right. Yeah, I wouldn't say we dated. It was just a cool person.
You hung
at
out.
That time. We hung out, and that was that.
Has Shad Moss ever gotten a break? Meaning, you've been Bow Wow for so long. Have you ever taken time just to be Shad?
Every day. Shad is the weirdo, though. Shad is the motherfucker who sits on YouTube all day, watches old WWF classics, watches Food Network, watching animals and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's Shad. I do that every day. Mm-hmm. Playing video games, that's me. Bow is the work, the crazy one, the other side. Shad is the more cool, calm, and relaxed dude. I get to be Shad when I'm doing movies, when I'm doing TV and this. Only the music bring out the other side.
Because from the outside looking, it looks like you can't let Bow Wow go. Like, I'm thinking about that video where you was running and you paid those people to chase you.
Mm-mm. That shit was real.
I don't believe that.
You don't have
you
to.
You said you paid people to chase you. Why did you make that?
That was, Bow Wow Challenge
that was a rumor online people to chase him.
Yeah, it was, but that was real. We walked out the stadium. And I was like, yo, what the fuck is this shit? Like, they was blocking the barricade. All the kids was. And I'm like, so what, we going to, like, just stand here? Like, I'm ready to get on the bus. Like, I'm not about to just stand here at the barricade all night. Like, so Jermaine sent and said, what you going to do? I said, well, I'm about to run around this shit. Took off. I ran around that shit. There you go right there. I looked, and they just started taking off. I'm like, I'm out. When they start taking off, we start taking off. And we ran up on the bus, like last night in Norfolk, Virginia. Like, girls was passing out in the club. I ain't seen that since I was little. On God.
But
crazy.
When you grow up with that level of fame, and then that changes. Because your fans grow up, people not
absolutely.
Passing out no more, they're not chasing you.
Absolutely.
Does that affect you mentally? Because I think about that video where you was walking with the hoodie on, and you was like, oh, they don't even know it's me. I'm not thinking about you, Bow.
Shout out to my problem, because he just did one of them videos, and I had to get in his DM. I was like, stupid, but you need the hood on. He ain't wear the hoodie, but shout out to my boy Problem. But nah, not at all. I, because it's still the same, like, it's weird, and plus my fan base, it varies. So sometimes, even though I might fuck up and I do online, I still have to be cautious that I even have younger fans too.
Mm-hmm.
It's from white kids to you name it, all colors. And sometimes I always be forgetting, like, even, you know, I smoke hella weed. I'm like, damn, I gotta stop smoking on my Instagram sometimes. I'm like,
they follow you
because
they
follow
because I have all age. Like, it's old people from Roll Bounce that love me. You know what I'm saying? Mine never even knew I rap.
Yeah.
When I did CSI. I got Middle America, mm-hmm. who, you know, I probably never touched, mm-hmm. that now it's, oh, my God, Nelson. I love you, Nelson. Mm-hmm. And it's like, thank you. My shit is like gumbo. It's all mixed up. So right. I be forgetting sometimes.
And that's why I ask you, is it hard to let Bow Wow go? Like, that's your, you got that. Those plaques are on the wall. Those jerseys are in the rafters.
Yeah.
But is it hard to just let Bow Wow go?
Hell no.
You said you were inspired to make music again because of Diddy calling you legendary.
Nah, Puff got on me.
Did he get on you, on you, or on
nah,
you?
Nah, come on.
Party or party, party?
No. Look, this man is right here,
I'm just asking, is it a party or a party?
It was a party at his crib, though. it was a party, and, you know, it was Halloween.
Mm.
And everybody went back to his crib and shit. And the next thing you know, pulled me to the side right there in front of Jermaine. It was like, listen, cut the bullshit out. You got me in your corner. You got JD. You got Dog. You got real ones behind you. I don't condone clown shit. You done put in too much work. You done did too much shit, boy, for you to even think that you gonna just do it like this. Mm-hmm. I ain't letting that happen. Get it together.
Go ahead, Diddy. Drop on the clues bomb for Diddy. I like that type of real shit there.
And I looked him in the eye, and I was like, I respect it. I deserve it. I respect it.
Would you change anything? Because you went from superstardom, and then it kind of, we lost you for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's kind of like growing it back. Would you change anything?
If there's anything I could see people saying, like, why did he sign with Cash Money? There was no Jermaine in my corner at the time. Always had a relationship with Stunner. And I said, you know what? Let me try something different. Because I was really close to signing. I was going to roll with Atlantic. My only issue was, every time I've been with a major, every time I get ready to drop my projects, the staff changes, like right in the middle of my And before I made the decision with Kevin Lyles at the time, Kevin Lyles left and started his own management company. So I went with Stunner. I'm like, let me go with Stunner, somebody I know. My situation was straight. Like, even to this day, like, I have nothing bad to say about Stunner. Like, he never, I got all mine.
You got big?
Absolutely. I got all mine. He took care of me. Me and Chris Tour, you ain't got paid for the bus, Youngin, I got that. I got no complaints. That's coming from me. That's my word. I ain't got no complaints when it came to me and Stunner.
All right, we got more with Bow Wow when we come back. Usually we do the rumors when we come back, but Bow Wow's still here. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Bow Wow is in the building. He's still here. Usually we do rumors here, but Bow Wow's here. Charlamagne?
Is it true Janet Jackson really wanted to holler at you, but you was too young, so you told JD, hold it down until you get older?
No, definitely not.
Where
are you
reading these from? I was just curious. Where are you getting this information
from? On the internet.
Cite your source.
It's on the internet.
I have to know.
So that's not true?
Nah, not at all. That's not true. That's fake news.
Gosh, they have some real weird stories online.
Oh, absolutely. That was absolutely.
Are you looking forward to getting married in life, though? Because you almost did it.
Yeah, but
what made you decide this isn't going to happen?
Don't work out. Like, for me, I like a strong woman. I don't like no woman that is weak-minded, or you look at comments and you let motherfuckers disrupt your life or disrupt the way you move because of what somebody say. I don't give a fuck what nobody say about me. That's what I've always been that way.
People always have something.
Man,
to
I don't give. If I care, like, right. I don't care.
It'll be over if you care.
Yeah, so I don't understand how when people read on the internet or they look at their comments, that really affects them. It don't affect me. And that was a problem. It's like, yo, I just can't do it. I just can't do it.
So your girl now don't care. She don't care about the comments. She come to you straight. That doesn't
matter. Yeah, she hood too. So she with all the smoke.
What about your girlfriend now? Have you brought your daughter around her?
Absolutely, man. My daughter loved my girl.
Okay, and so your daughter's mother has no problem.
No problem whatsoever.
Okay, so it isn't just that she doesn't like anyone. It's just that she didn't.
It was
like
a situation that she wasn't grooving with. You know what I'm saying? At all.
What was the situation?
An ex.
Okay.
That I don't really like to, you know, shed no light on.
Now you
they still be talking about me on their little show and shit.
Okay. Yeah.
What can you do?
We say it at the same time. What can I do?
Yeah, I mean, what can you do about that?
I mean, I'm good.
There you go.
I know they not, though. I seen their situation unfold.
What's their situation?
It ain't one no more. But I'm happy. All my exes is in shambles right now.
I'm
happy.
You said all your exes in shambles?
Damn near, except one.
CCI.
Sierra?
CCI.
Exactly.
Yeah.
She good. Daughter mom is good, but right. The others?
Well,
good
you
luck.
Have a lot of exes.
I do?
Kind of. Yeah, I don't know if you want to
be exes.
There you go.
We know right. Who you talk about, though. Yeah. Now, you're going on a media tour just to tell the media you aren't doing interviews anymore.
Yeah,
why is that? Why is that, though? Why are you?
My last radio interview, because everybody knows my story pretty much. It's like, okay, Snoop found him, blah, Jermaine, it's the same. So for me, it's kind of like, even like last year, all the dumb I did, all the L's I took last year, all the dumb I done said, I noticed that I'm the one can't really comment on shit. Like, even if I say something, like even with the Drunk Off Ciroc record, people just went straight to Brown.
Right.
That's not what it is. I said about Jermaine. I spoke about Cash Money. I spoke about a lot of shit. And I noticed that when I say things, they take them, maximize them, and flip it or make it something. So it was like, for me, it's like, all right, you know what? I ain't doing interviews no more then.
But you didn't do an interview then. You did a song.
Right. But still, it's like I could say, damn, man, Jermaine something, but it was whack, though. Oh, Bow Wow said that Jermaine Dupri was whack.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, yo, throw the fuck I didn't. See, now y'all causing, this really be affecting Nick.
But
I
is
never
that media
said that.
Or is that social
man,
media?
Man, that is the
that's
media.
People on
man,
social
when you,
media.
Man, when you look
media
on
media picks up.
Man, I know how the media go. You look on Page Six, you look on all this shit, and everybody running these stories, and you looking like, man, what?
Right.
Like, man, what? And so then you just stand back like, okay, fuck it. Now I'm going to take the media in my own hands now. If I do an interview, it's going to be a doc, black and white in the studio. I'm going to put it out. And I know when I put it out, they're going to grab it, but it's going to be what I want out there. It ain't going to be no more I come sit down and do an interview and you take bits and you're going to sell this the way it is. Like, problem, put some on Academics page. Like, it's real shit. Like, it's a setup.
Right.
Like, you go in here with certain people to ask you questions, they hem you up, the next you know you leave and now you beefing with a rapper. Like, I woke up with the whole I run Ohio. I'm like, I never said I run Ohio. What the fuck is going on today?
You ever spoke to him?
I don't know him. Like, I don't even know him to not like him. You know what I'm saying? It's because, like, I don't even know where this energy coming from because I don't know you. When I was making records, you wasn't born.
Yeah, 30, that sounds crazy to Bow Wow.
I know. Like, he's young as hell. Talking about he wasn't born.
Real.
Like, I'm 31.
Right.
I don't know if he's 18. I'm not, and I said this, I'm not about to go back and forth with an 18. I'm just not. We in a different tax bracket. I'm in a whole nother league. What props I'm going to get for that? I ain't getting no props for that.
You right.
Is the album done?
Almost, but the G6 is done, though. The mixtape is done. That they want, the Greenlight 6, that's done.
When's the release date? I thought you said you were going to say the release date on Breakfast Club.
I did. I want to put out on my daughter's birthday. That's the 27th, this month.
Is it true that you helped Hov get his 92 bricks back that he lost?
I mean, he hit me, but no, I did not.
Cite your sources, man. Where did you get that from?
Listen, I'm just asking the questions that
people
want to
know. You think you could be with one woman for the rest of your life?
I thought I couldn't, but yeah, I can. I thought I couldn't. And the reason why I thought I couldn't was because I didn't meet the right one. Mm-hmm. Mm. I damn near cheated on every girl I've been with.
But this one.
Yeah.
Well, it's this is different. Still early.
Oh, yeah, but like I've been with my girl every day. Right. Mm-hmm. And my girl don't play. Like, when I go into clubs and I got a hose and I got to do shit, I'm the type of nigga, like, I FaceTime my girl and I'm in the section. Like, yo, baby, it's crazy in here right now. Getting the bag, I'm going right. And I do. Like, I do that because I know my history.
Does all the stuff you see scare you? Like, when you see Kev Hart get caught up or you see
Tristan
get
caught up? Tristan Thompson.
Yo, Tristan Thompson. Listen, that's why Jermaine had that talk. When you find something, and even though it came from him,
he knows best because he lost, right?
When you find something, lock that door. Because this is crazy out here nowadays. And I'm going to tell you what I can't take. And I ain't never said this. Mm-hmm. This is my weakness. Let it be some real shit that happens. And then, like, y'all talking about or reporting it, that shit is going to affect me. Like, I couldn't deal with a scandal.
If they said you had herpes and you...
Yeah, like, that's a fucked up rumor. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
You had worse, though. They said you got raped by your bodyguard.
Yeah, but, like,
that was a bad one.
Yeah, but for me, that was, like, when I was a little kid. I heard that rumor when I was, like, 13, 14. And I'm like, whatever. Like, that sounds ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? But I couldn't handle what Tristan Thompson going through. Right. And I'm going to just say it. I'm weak for
shit. Called
like
that on himself, though.
True.
But, in the club, in the hookah?
But think about this. There's nobody outside. You think you good.
That's everywhere
now. You never see
he was in the hookah lounge, though.
He's talking about outside.
I'm talking about when the was walking.
When they was walking into the hotel.
Yeah,
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 yeah.
That wasn't no fan. That was like hired.
Right.
You can see it in my eyes. I got chilled. That terrifies me.
Yeah, but he deserved it after tongue kissing the girl in the club.
Man.
I couldn't go through what Kev went through. That was
up. Man, just anything. Both fed up. Like, imagine you not thinking about the camera, nothing. You wake up, your PR call you like, TMZ just called, we got a problem. And you clueless to what the problem is.
A picture with a in your mouth.
That's crazy. But some went down, and whatever they explained to you, you know it is f***ing facts.
But the news is only a 2-day, 3-day thing.
And we understand
and
that. Gone. Right. But
things get dragged.
Some things get dragged. Like, Bowertown's still going on.
Right, like, and we had some dildo situation.
See, I don't know nothing. I ain't know nothing about
only reason the Bow Wow challenge is still going on because they don't know when Bow Wow telling the truth or not. Everything you say sounds like a lie.
That or, not even that, it could be people that are doing something. Like, I see, like, people could be doing something and just hashtag it like, it ain't mine, but it's the Bow Wow challenge. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
So. But that's I can't take. Real life
What happened with Lonzo Ball? Like, how was he in the studio? Was you doing a record or was y'all playing ball?
Man, okay, so we at the studio. My man Baller. Baller's the dude. You come to Atlanta, you pretty much, you know, if you connect with Baller, you good through the city. Mm-hmm. After the game, they pull up. Baller like, hey, man, I'm in the strip club right now. You know, I'm about to bring the Lakers through. Hey, man, Baller, I'm in your capping ass, man, trying to Bow Wow challenge. I'm thinking, I'm like, man, f*** out of here. You ain't about to bring no Lakers through the studio. Mm-hmm. In my mind, I'm already working. I'm like, oh, I'm about to put one of these on this court. So when they came, I forgot one of they dudes' name, but I smoked him 2-0. I got him out of here. I think he played for the Lakers. I got him up out of here. Then Lonzo got up. I was like, what you want to do? They're like, what? I'm like, man, what you trying to do? This what I want. He said, well, let's go. I ain't saying nothing. Here we go. He got the first round. Mind you, I got on no shoes. I'm playing in socks. Second round, I beat him. In the third round.
You beat Lonzo with jump shots.
Yeah.
Shoot 3-pointers.
Yeah,
after he beat another
Lakers. In socks. So the third round, he fucked me up. I didn't hit I was tired. He knew it. He was talking cash. I mean, this boy went missing. They be talking about how he shoot. That was going in like a motherfucker. Jermaine, everybody recording it. I knew that was going to go viral. Like, I knew it was because of who he is and his pops. And he's like the hot new current dude. He's heavy on social media. And me, you know what I'm saying? I just knew it was going to go. You know what I'm saying? Just two young cats. I played Kobe. That was cool. Then Snoop hit me like right after, like, I'm mad.
I'm like, why? Like, I never met Lonzo Ball. I'm like, you never met Lonzo? No. And I'm a real Laker, man. And you got the meeting before I did. That was dope, didn't it? And I looked up. That was on Sports Center. Mm-hmm. And I was happy. I was happy. I'm like, I love Sports Center. So that's how that whole thing came about.
Well, technically, you'd have been in the league 12 years by now. If this was
like my.
Yeah, yeah. You'd have been in the league 12 years. You're 31. He, what, 19?
Yeah. So it was cool, man. And he's a cool dude. So I had a lot of fun shooting with Lonzo. That was fun.
Well, Shad Moss, ladies and gentlemen, he said this is the last radio interview. We know it's not. We know that's not the truth.
That is.
He'll be back.
If it's y'all.
Okay, so you will be back.
And we appreciate you for joining
us. Come on,
man,
absolutely.
Bow Wow, a.k.a.
Shad Moss. Ain't no a.k.a. Shad Moss.
A.k.a.
That's it. Shad Moss.
That was just Shad. Shad.
Shad.
Yeah.
Shad Moss.
Yeah.
All right, Bow Wow. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
That's pretty funny.
Charlamagne the devil?
The Breakfast Club.
All right, listen, man. Charlamagne the God here. I'm on vacation. I don't give a damn what y'all think about that because I deserve it. Now, The Breakfast Club is in 80-plus markets in 150 countries, so we have a lot of new listeners who probably don't even know who Charlamagne the God is. So use my time off to catch up on some of my past work, okay? Okay. If you're new here, I do a segment every day called Donkey of the Day, donkey as in jackass, and that's when I give someone the credit they deserve for being stupid. So if you never heard of it, this is new to you, but if you are a regular listener, then this is an oldie but goodie because it's the best of the Donkey of the Day. Donkey of the Day goes to a superintendent from the Kenilworth School District named Thomas Tramaglini. Now, Thomas Tramaglini makes $147,504 a year as a superintendent. I am stating how much he makes for no reason. All right, the number was available, so I decided to let you all know. In case you have been thinking about being a superintendent for a school district in New Jersey, I just want you to know where your price point should be. Well, you know what? I take that back. I let you know how much Thomas is getting paid because that's how much he will be making on paid leave. See, Thomas has been placed on paid leave after being arrested on charges of lewdness and public urination and defecation in Homedale, New Jersey. Let me tell you something. New Jersey does not play when it comes to public urination and defecation. I remember, you know. Yes. A couple years ago, I was pissy drunk, taking a leak.
Literally.
Yes, I was. Taking a leak in front of my cousin's Perm's house in Jersey. Salute to Perm. I'm in front of his crib peeing. And Perm said, you know, if you get caught peeing in Jersey, you have to register as a sex offender.
I thought you were lying when you told me that, too.
I don't even know why that made me laugh so hard when it happened, but I laughed so hard that as I was peeing, I farted. Now, yes. Well, if you know anything about me, then you know I don't fart in my clothes. And one of the reasons I don't fart in my clothes is because of what happened when I laughed while peeing in front of Perm's house. I did shart a little. Okay. So technically, I too have been guilty of public urination and defecation in Jersey. I just didn't get caught.
And you're a sex offender.
No. How? I didn't get caught.
He didn't get caught. He got caught.
But this isn't about me. Okay. This is about Thomas Tramaglini. All right, would you like to know why Thomas Tramaglini was charged with public urination and defecation? Let's go to ABC 7 NY for the report, please.
Investigators solving a disgusting mystery at a New Jersey school, and police say the man behind it is the superintendent of a school district about 30 minutes away.
Officials at Homedale High School have been trying to figure out who had been defecating on the school's track every day. Officials say they eventually caught that man. His name is Thomas Tramaglini in the act.
And he is the superintendent of the nearby Kenilworth School District.
Homedale Police announced on its Facebook page that the school resource officer and staff monitored the fields and caught the culprit in the act and that he was charged with lewdness, littering, and defecating in public. Kenilworth School District announced Tramaglini's paid leave on its page, assuring faculty, staff, and students and parents that the district will continue its responsibilities without interruption.
Thomas.
You know, I ain't the smartest man in the world, but from over here, it look like you taking a
If this was a homeless person, I would understand. Okay, in fact, if human feces was repeatedly found in a public area, I would think that it's a homeless person, not a superintendent of a school who makes six figures a year. This is why you can never, ever judge a book by its cover. This is why profiling and stereotyping is whack, even though I believe it's not a stereotype if it's true. But you just never know. Now, portable toilets are located all around the Homedale High School athletic field, so inquiring minds want to know why Thomas opted not to use any of them and opted to only poop on the track. Now, people are saying that Tramaglini might have suffered from a common affliction known as runner's trotch.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say, runner's diarrhea.
That's what happens. People run a marathon. They go running.
They poo-poo on themselves. Yeah.
That's when you have that sudden and, like, not entirely controllable desire to empty your butt.
If you look it up, you see a lot of people that are actually running in marathons with poop coming all down their legs.
But many others have noted if this was occurring on a regular basis, that would suggest intent, right? Since this is happening all the time.
Okay.
Okay.
And he wasn't running no marathon.
Exactly. Nobody knows why Thomas Tramaglini, a grown-ass 42-year-old man, was pooping on the track. And nobody cares because we got to get these jokes off, okay? Why was you pooping on the track is one question. But my next question would have been,
what's that smell?
Thomas, how are you going to return back to work, okay? All right? You are a serial yeah, exactly. Okay, as soon as you return to work, I hope somebody screams out this.
Poop again!
He called the poop!
No. Oh, my God. When you think of pooping on the track, what do you think? All jokes aside, when you think of pooping on the track, what do you think?
DJing?
No!
Pooping on the track.
Poop at the scoop.
Oh, yeah. Poop at the scoop. Poop at the scoop.
Now, Thomas has declined to comment to all media outlets. Okay, a NewJersey.com reporter approached him, and Thomas gave a sharp no comment. He has released no formal statement.
He has released.
And he did not answer the door at his townhome on Saturday. But we here at the Breakfast Club have reached out to Thomas Tramaglini for comment, and he had this to say in regards to him public pooping on the track. Okay. Some donkey today just saw themselves. Please let Remy Ma give Thomas Tramaglini the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. You stupid motherfucker. Are you dumb?
Now, was it a grass track? Because he could have been trying to fertilize. Isn't poop good for fertilization?
Pooping on the track, baby. Hit my song.
Poopity scoop.
Hey.
All right.
What if he would have cleaned it up? Would it matter?
It would be a poopity scoop.
Poopity scoop.
All right. Scooping the poop up.
All right, guys.
And putting it in a bag to throw away.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have a special young lady with us this morning.
Yes, sir.
Comedian Lunell.
Yo.
Now, let the record show, Lunell asked me to undress her this morning.
No, you did.
So if it ever comes out later that she didn't give me consent.
No, me too over here.
I seen you pull her shirt off.
She asked me to.
Okay.
And we always do what we're asked to do, don't we, Charlamagne?
Yes.
Be a good boy, and mommy don't have to spank you.
Now, I walked outside, and I heard Charlamagne say, wax shit nasty, and then I heard Lunell yell out, I like him nasty.
Yes, child, nasty is good. People ain't nasty no more.
They can't be. They get in trouble nowadays, especially comedians.
Well, you be nasty with your mate, you know, be nasty with your partner. That's what happens. You get in these relationships, you quit being nasty. Now there go your man out the motherfucking door after the next nasty bitch. You should have stayed the nasty bitch you was when he met you.
So you think that's what it is? You think women are just afraid to be freaks nowadays?
I don't think they're afraid. I just think that, I think a lot of women are inhibited.
Okay.
Especially maybe some of my big sisters out here, because you feel like, oh, you know, this shit ain't tight and this is rolling and all that. And it is. But there's a whole crew of motherfuckers out there who love that shit.
Yeah.
I know. I got one. It's going to be skinny for sure.
You got you a man that loved the rolls? You married? Okay. I'm
married. I've been married for 17 years. On the low. On the low. Don't tell the boys that.
On the low.
Yeah. I keep it on the low. I don't put my husband on social media. No pictures because if they do that face recognition in the penitentiary, we're f***ed then. There he goes, back to the yard.
Do you still enjoy comedy? You know, because it seems like comedy's gotten a little tighter now, where there's certain things you say now, you get in trouble.
I don't get in trouble for saying anything. I say absolutely everything that's on my mind, but I've been that way for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
They call me the original bad girl of comedy. I've had a mouth on me since the gate. I think it might have helped me back then. I was even too dirty to be on Def Jam, if you can believe that. I never did. And I'm swole about that. Studio 54 and Def Jam, I never got the experience in New York. I'm dead.
Oh, they told you that? They was like, yo, you too?
No, they didn't tell me, but they just didn't ever let me do it. I'm the only fool that came through that era that didn't do Def Jam. But I did 9 seasons of Comic View, which is way cleaner than Def Jam was. They just was hating on me. But I made it despite that.
Mm-hmm.
And the times have changed. So now, you know, my sort of style of genre is almost missing a really blue female who is what they call guy funny. You know, not just funny to the women, but funny to the dudes, too. It makes me very happy to look out there and see men bent over and spitting out their drink and stuff like that, because men come not expecting to enjoy a female comic. You come just to appease your God, go see this broad. But when you really kill it, that's why they call me El Murder. The L is for Lunel, Murder's because I'm killing these bitches out here. And so that's why when guys come in and they see me and I see them having a great time, it's wonderful. To answer your question, yes, I do still enjoy comedy. Everybody knows that I have a problem with the Insta-fame, quote-unquote, comedians. I wish there was another name for them besides comic, because, you know, I think of comics, I'm thinking of Lenny Bruce and, you know, Rodney Winfield and Robin Harris and Pryor and Cosby and Joan Rivers and Mons Mabley. Those are comics to me. But, you know, just because you have 387,000 likes does not a comic make. You haven't done anything. That there's beauty in the struggle.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, everybody wants to make it fast and quick, you know? But there's beauty in the struggle. What stories are you going to be able to tell, you know, that led up to your legacy? Not, you know, you're not going to have no stories to tell. Oh, because I got so many likes and they picked me up from YouTube and I got my own show and that was 15 years ago and now nobody knows who the I am anymore.
Isn't it like another form of comedy? Like, you got stand up, you got
it
some comedians.
It is another form of comedy.
Yeah, some comedians are funny on TV, some in movies, some in online.
Right. Yeah, you know, I mean, it is a genre for sure. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm just as prone to do a video as anybody else. But I'm not basing and hoping my career on that, you know. But I'm already established. These kids got to get in however they fit in, and I ain't mad at them. It's just that when you have to serve it up, when you have to get off Instagram and go into a club, and you got 350 people looking at you like, what you got? Then you need to have something behind that. Because, you know, that time's going to run out. You're going to look f***ing stupid.
Does it bother you that a lot of these, I guess, Insta comedians are getting people in the buildings and getting a lot of money and they're not really funny at times?
Yes, of course it bothers me, and not only me. I'm just one of the people who speak out about this because I'm not a fake bitch. You know, I know it bothers a lot of us OGs because they're getting paid more than us. And it's not even, I don't do it for the money, but I certainly would like to get compensated for being one of the bad ones out here.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And you see people just, you know, buying houses and shit, and they've been on YouTube for like 3 years. It's like, this is bullshit. So I'm not going to lie and say it don't bother me. It bothers a lot of people, but I don't know who's going to say it, but I will.
You know what I hate? I hate that comedians are being so politically correct nowadays, because y'all don't have to be.
I don't, and I'm not. And you know, I was out in Nyack. I wasn't in Brooklyn, and my audience was like 80% white. And I guarantee you I didn't change nary word, because I can. You know, I can go entertain the Jewish, you know, city council as well as go to the YMCA and do a show. But I don't change it because my subject matter is mostly child, relationship, and sex-based,
mm-hmm.
which is universal.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody white, anybody Latino, anybody trans, anybody anything can come to my show and they're going to fall out laughing because everything is universal. My audiences are like on a cruise ship. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So you just come to have fun. And you're sitting next to Joe Bob, who's sitting next to Jamal, who's sitting next to Becky, you know, and everybody's all there together. And that's what I like being able to do.
All right, we have more with Lunel when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Comedian Lunel's in the building. Now, we had Monique up here a couple of months ago. And we were talking about her Netflix special. What did you think about that? Because you're an OG comedian.
I saw the picture you posted on Instagram. You said, Netflix, I'll take that goddamn money.
Yeah, I will take that money. Let's be clear. But first of all, I've said, and I say at the beginning of my shows on stage, no matter what you think about her, no matter what you've heard about her husband, that is all irrelevant. She's f***ing right. Like, we're underpaid. Angela Bassett has said the same thing. Viola Davis has spoke on it as well. And, you know, every now and then, I like to see somebody who don't give a f*** and they just name, call people on their s*** and let the chips fall where they may. Mm-hmm. Now, I wouldn't do it like that, you know, but she's there. I'm going to leave that to her. But, you know, 2 years from now, she'll do something else amazing. They'll be all on her dick again. I've seen this 100 times. You know what I mean? You go down, you come back up. But somebody had to speak on the issue. At least the issue is being spoke about now.
Right.
And so I thank her for that.
So what happens when the next, what is it, like somebody like a Tiffany Haddish, when she gets paid from Netflix?
Well, she's gotten paid.
She's gotten paid, yes.
Well, Tiffany is a friend of mine, I like to think, and I think that she is riding the f***ing wave right now. What you gonna do? Not take the money?
Goddamn right.
You know, and the wave don't always last forever. So you better grab it. She's cute, she's young, she's perky, she's quirky. She acts kind of stupid, but she ain't stupid.
Not at all.
At all. And I really don't think that the Illuminati gonna be able to come for her without her snitching them out. She's holding on to that Beyonce bite story pretty tough. But I think if the Illuminati come and Tiffany Haddish, they'll be the f*** with the wrong bitch, because she gonna put up, do you know these m***s came to me, talking to me about that bull, you know? And I just don't think she's gonna change. I think she's gonna remain the chick that she is, you know?
I agree, too.
Which is refreshing.
Yeah. Absolutely. And plus, she's older, though, so it's not like she knew, you know what I mean?
Right. She didn't just pop up, but that's what it looks like, you know?
Yeah.
She just popped up out the sky. No, you can Google her and go back, see Tiffany doing and poorly dressed.
Now, you pose naked.
Yeah, for Penthouse.
For real?
Google the picture right now.
Man,
do your homework.
No, let me see. What I got to Google? Lunel
Penthouse.
You want to see it in black and white?
Yeah,
no, he want to see it in color.
Let me see. I want to see that melanin. Let me see.
That's not all you
want
to see.
Why'd you decide to pose naked?
Well, because they said okay. You know, I had already directed a photo shoot for Penthouse. It was a series they had called Pop Shots.
Mm-hmm.
Stevie J did one. Mm-hmm. I did one. Dave Navarro did one. And you get to pick the models you want. They give you a mansion, and you can be in the pool, in the bed, on the kitchen. All that. So we took over the mansion, and I got everybody I wanted. I wanted a boy who looked like Fabio. We got my boy Alejandro. I wanted a chocolate sister. The light-skinned bitches get all the shine, so I wanted a dark-skinned sister. Yeah, and then I wanted a redhead, a white girl, not a blonde or brunette, and I got. See, look at that.
Go
it took 3 hours to do that graffiti on my back.
Go ahead, Lunel.
See them That's right.
They real?
Yeah, they real feel.
No, now.
Don't be scared.
No, now.
If you're
no.
scared, go to church, no. Charlamagne.
Because somebody going to screenshot the picture with just me with my hands on you?
I'm going to get a T-shirt to say, I gave permission. I gave permission.
Did Penthouse pay good?
No, unfortunately. They did not. But I want that picture with the graffiti on my back. I want that to eventually hit the Jumbotron in Times Square. Mm-hmm. You never know. Hell, I might host New Year's Eve Rockin' Eve one day down there.
You never know.
And then everything is possible.
Right.
Everything is possible if you believe. The Bible say that.
There you go.
Now,
you know that Remy bring out the scripture in a bitch.
I see. And even in these pictures in Penthouse, you had your cup of yak.
Yeah, I did. What about it?
Def Comedy Jam, you say you never did it, right?
Never did it.
So when you heard the allegations about Russell, how'd you feel?
How do I handle this?
Take a sip first. All right, there you go. All right, now ask the question again, Charlamagne.
Now, so you didn't do Def Comedy Jam, so when you heard the allegations about Russell, how did you feel?
Well, that had nothing to do with me not doing Def Jam. That was the work of Bob Sumner, who used to cast the...
My guy, Bob. I know Bob.
Mm-hmm.
My man.
Yeah, I used to get weed for Bob when he come to Oakland. How about that, Bob?
But he would never put you on Def Comedy Jam.
No.
Mm.
But that's okay. Well, there's things that I know.
Uh-oh.
And there's things that I probably shouldn't say on your very popular radio/television show. But I'll tell you something in your ear when we get off here. And I just know them allegations, they probably gonna stick.
God damn, now. Jesus Christ. You might as well just say what you know now. Jesus Christ.
Let me see.
Pour some more Remy, Charlie.
Oh, don't ply me with alcohol. Give me some right in here.
This is exactly how
I
lie.
That's all I need. What was the question?
Ask the question again, Charlamagne.
Oh,
all right,
Lord.
I'm not going down there.
Yeah. Ask me something else. You're going to get me murdered before I get up out this.
What do you think about other comedians critiquing other comedians publicly, like saying they're not funny and stuff like that?
Faison came up and said Dave Chappelle wasn't funny at one time. I think Michael Blackson was, you know, had his little stuff with Kevin Hart.
Well, if I was to do that, I'd have beef with everybody. So I just, the only people I ever really talk about is the millennial social media comedians. That's it. Mm-hmm. I don't really hate on my fellow comedians because we're really all in the same gang.
Right.
You know, I think the older comics do show some loyalty. Now, Faison, you know, his old fat bitter ass, he done came up here and talked about me before too, but I just let it roll off my back and then I called him. Yeah, he said, I think it was, was he here? I might have been on Sway.
By Sway.
What'd he say?
Yeah. Oh, just some old stupid shit, you know, something that's totally ain't got shit to do with nothing. I don't pay a Faison no mind. We've been friendly for years. I done got for Faison, so he needs to shut the fuck up when it comes to me. And let's just all play nice in the sandbox and be friends. And he'll probably watch and say, that bitch ain't never got no pussy for me. Well, you don't think he gets it on his own, do you?
Now
I'm in trouble.
No, you're all right. You're fine.
Now the shit gonna go down.
You're fine.
That fat, funky Ben Lunell. What else you got, bitch? I'm fat. You ain't got no more than that. Okay.
We have more with Lunell, comedian. When we come back, don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have Lunell, comedian, in the building. Charlamagne?
Now, Tori Hart, she said that she's cool with side chicks. Would you be okay with your husband having a side chick?
Nah. Ask would I be okay with me having a side piece.
Would you be okay with having a side piece, Lunell?
Yeah.
Why you look out the window? Is he?
Because my husband's right out there.
Uh-oh.
But the that I want to give it to is right over there with them Tims on.
That's man wax.
That's wax on, wax off.
Tell wax come here.
Leave him there. Leave him there.
Tell him come here real quick.
I make my top lip moist.
Tell him come here.
He make me sweat on my top lip. Don't do that.
Tell him come here.
Don't do that. See, my husband stays in his lane.
He can't hear.
I know that. He can't hear nowhere. He
wax.
Wax it down for
some. Lunell want to give you some, man.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't say that.
You can handle it.
I didn't say that, but it's absolutely accurate, and you're probably accurate as well.
Yeah. She said she's like, I'm nasty.
How nasty?
Real nasty.
How nasty? Tell me something. That's how the phone sucks.
You don't like the ass.
Oh, well, then forget it. I got to have that.
I got to have it. So you like your butt?
Why? Well, my ass is sweet, I've been told. I stay very clean. I'm a bath girl. I believe that f-ties and booties should go under f-ing water.
Get it?
Yeah, but that's like, but when you wash
if
it.
If you smelled my ass right now, you would go.
Wax, smell it and let's see.
Let me see. Come here. Let me see what you got.
Back it up on him one time, Lunell.
See, you ain't really nasty.
Can't see. Let me see. Back it up on him one time. Ooh, smell it. Smell it.
Tell me what that dang smell like.
I'm in trouble too.
It's all over. We may as well make a plan because we're both
f***ing. Oh, my God.
Thanks, Wax.
Now,
I would give him the business, that motherfucker right there. Don't get it wrong. I love my f***ing husband. I love him like a f***. I kill a bitch about that mother. But, you know,
have you ever
I don't want to f*** Wag, so.
Have you ever cheated on your husband?
Yeah.
He knows?
Why you say it like that? Like, duh.
Because we were separated for a while.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know, like, we've been married 17 years, but all them years wasn't in a row. You know what I mean?
We had
a little summer siestas.
I like how you clean that up. Yeah.
I'm clean, Charlamagne.
Now, you were Wendy Williams' comedy coach, too, right?
I was.
There was a comedy coach, too. What did you do?
Well, it was amazing how it even came about because just the day before I got the call, Chris Rock was on the show. And I'm like, she could call anybody in the world
right. And
get them. But she called me. That was a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
And see, Wendy did it right. She, hired somebody to help. She would do her comedy, like, in the studio mm-hmm. at night, you know, to the crew and stuff. And then she would send me tapes, and I would critique and send my comments back. And then when she did the show in Vegas, Lipstick, then I was there. And then when she did a show in New Jersey in Jay Pack, then I was there, too, and I was actually on the bill with her.
But don't you got to, like, hit them comedy clubs, though? Because if you doing comedy,
no,
you crew,
stay the f*** out the club. See, Wendy don't need that. She got her own built-in audience already. Wherever she go, it's going to sell out.
Got you.
So she don't need to f*** with the club. Leave the clubs for real comics who are working out. She did her shit in theaters. If you're Wendy, why not do a theater? Why your ass in the club?
Did you consider her a friend?
Well, she's not real friendly like that.
Okay.
She's friendly, but only to a point. She does that thing, that social distance type thing. So what I could say, no, a friend I could call to answer the phone. A friend I could call and ask for money. Wendy ain't neither one of them.
Did you see it when she passed out? What'd you think of that?
Well, I thought it was terrible, but I sure want to go out like that.
You want to go out like that?
I want to drop right on stage in front of everybody. Go out with a bang. Go viral, bitch.
That's how you want to die?
Yeah.
No, you don't. Come on, stop.
Yeah.
You'd rather die on
stage. Do you know there's a thing on YouTube, you know, stars who died right before the audience's eyes. The whole slew of people. I could be on there.
Would you rather die on stage or on Wax's face?
On stage. What?
Now, where you at this weekend? Where you at coming up?
I'm in Denver. No, Dayton. I'm in Dayton. Dayton, Colorado.
Okay.
Where is it?
Dayton, Ohio?
She don't know.
Dayton, Ohio.
God damn it.
Hey, look, I f***ing Remy for breakfast, bitch. What you expect?
Give him a website or something, Lunell. God damn.
Just go to heylunell.com. HeyLunell.com. And then you can find out my schedule. If you want to write me on Instagram or Twitter and say how much you thoroughly enjoyed this broadcast, you can hit me on Instagram or Twitter at Lunell, L-U-E-N-E-L-L.
Any positive words you want to leave us with before we go?
No. No.
Lunell. Lunell, don't be a stranger, okay? Please come back.
Yes. I got to tell you, I'm so excited to be sitting here in this seat with so many asses have sat before, and I always say, God damn it, don't the Breakfast Club want to talk to me?
Yeah.
I want to talk to them. And lo, but how, I got to send a shout out to my girl Claudia Jordan,
salute
who sort of got the ball rolling. And my boy Eddie F, thank you for, you know, responding finally to our emails and hollering at your girl. So my publicist, Mary Moore, thanks you. My manager, William Lee, I thank you.
You know, that's Eddie over there, right in the corner over there.
Is that you in the corner?
Yeah, that's the guy that responded to
you. Slow email responding. I ain't scared because you over there. I'm supposed to be scared. I ain't scared, Eddie F. Is you that music producer, Eddie F guy? Oh, you the fake Eddie F. He ain't even who we thought he was.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.